Hey everybody, it's Wade and Kelly. We are coming in hot. Well, it's actually kind of cold. Well, not bad. Today was really nice. But today we're going to talk about fears, specifically fears of home invaders in terms of insects and rodents.
It's the worst. Essentially the worst.
We hope you join us then. Bye. What was the worst thing that ever came into your house?
The topic.
If including like rodent, bug, insect that totally skeeved you out.
In your house?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go first?
Okay,
I can go first.
I think I have like my top three.
You have your top three? I have one that really freaked me out, which was a squirrel.
Oh, that would definitely freak me out.
Yeah. So squirrels are crazy. And that there's two incidents with a squirrel.
And it got inside the house?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
First incident, the squirrel jumped from the tree through the laundry room window that was open and got in the laundry room. Then burrowed itself in the dryer
vent?
The duct.
Oh no.
And it could have got like burned up, but it was making all this noise.
Oh, my God.
And it was like freaking out. So I'm like, what are you gonna think? And it's scary because it's like behind that door, this thing is gonna jump out at your face. And then what if it gets into the house?
Mm.
And then that's another problem. So then it's like you're trying to figure out how to keep it isolated to where it is. But it's like I had stuff I had to get out of the laundry room.
Yeah.
So, and then the solution was from the building maintenance person was he said he would himself go in and open the window and hope that it jumps back out of the window.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, that's your solution. So I just gotta wait for it to hopefully get from wherever it's hiding or in whatever duct out, and then jump, and then get enough to jump out back out of the window. And he's like, yeah, I don't know what else to do at this point.
Yeah, you
and
don't want to kill it.
That's what happened.
It died.
No, it just. I slaughtered it in the night. No. It jumped back out of the window. And it was gone. That was the first squirrel story. The second one was in the upstairs, it was like in the crawl space and just wouldn't get out.
The same squirrel?
It probably is. I think that it had a problem. Like it had like a vendetta. And it was up there, I swear, for like 3 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
And I was so pissed when the guy came out to put up his, like, I was like, I remember by the third time, I was like, listen, the thing is scurrying around all night. It's waking you up. It freaks me out.
Because
you start hearing all this stuff. And I'm like, and it's like, it goes crazy at night. And it's like, well, yeah, because it's trying to get out. And I'm like, your traps, finally, I'm like, your traps suck. I was like, whatever trap you're using doesn't work. And you need to do something else. And eventually, they ended up, the trap worked. He captured it alive.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was actually like a box trap.
Oh, wow.
With food in it. And then so we go in and get stuck. Then it took him 2 days to come get the stupid trap.
What?
And I was like, I think the thing is in the trap because it's freaking rattling and stuff. There was like a metallic...
Oh,
it wasn't
no.
just the little scratches. It was like a metallic sound. So I was like, I think it's in the trap. And it took him 2 days to come get a stupid trap. I'm like, I'm not getting it. He's like, you can go up there and get it. No. I'm not touching that, man. That thing is angry.
I don't blame you. I would not. I don't even like mice traps.
Mm-mm.
Mine would definitely be, like, I have top three.
Okay.
I couldn't nail it down to one.
Is the third? Oh, you can. So they're in no ranking order.
No ranking order. Fleas. Fleas definitely freak me out. I hate them. They're the grossest thing ever.
Can you see them?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. And it makes me itch just thinking about it. Like, I remember being in school, and I was like in junior high, and we had them, and they were. I saw one jump off my sock. In school. I was so freaked out. I was like, oh my gosh. I remember my parents giving Spike like dip. Like
dip?
Flea dip there. And like,
I thought you meant like chewing tobacco.
No. All these fleas floated to the top of the surface.
Ew.
And like, it was disgusting.
That's gross.
Yes. And they're in your house. Ugh. And they just are hard. The dog is so miserable because they just bite constantly.
I don't know anything
so
unfortunately
all they do
about
is scratch.
That.
Ugh, so bad.
Mm. I saw a cockroach jump off a kid's out of a kid's hair.
What?
In school.
Oh, that's horrible.
I'm not gonna name names. But maybe if you ask me again later, I'll tell you. But
okay. Wow. That's
that was bad. Yeah. I'll never forget the kid's name because of that.
So terrible.
Like, that's his memory for me forever. It's been like 30 years.
There's this kid that I will always remember his name because he had boogies come out of his ears all the time.
Oh no.
Like, I remember his first.
Did I offer him a tissue or something?
I don't know what was going on, but there were boogies all the time. It was gross.
It's not good.
I think I saw him picking his nose. That's what freaked me out.
Well, that could be on your list, but that's not in your house.
No, but fleas.
Well, it could be. If he was in your house picking his nose, that would count as a thing.
Bats definitely freak me out.
Yeah, you lose it over the bats.
Mm-hmm.
I think you thought you got swooped.
I think one was literally swooping at me at the park. Did you see how far down it went? It made me, like, actually start to jog. Like, I was like, oh. It was like... No.
You think it was going to pick you up?
No, but I don't know. They just grossed me out.
Do you believe that picture I showed you about the giant bat?
No,
that's
not
real.
I've never heard of that. If that was real, then how come it's not at the zoo?
I'm sure it is somewhere. I mean, it's in like Cambodia or something.
Yeah, well, there's zoo animals from Cambodia at the zoo.
I know, but I think it's like... I don't think they like export them. I think they're like
kind of. Because they're not real.
Yes, they are. We're gonna have to get back to you guys on that. We're gonna come back on that. I'm gonna get the exact name. That would freak me out, but that wouldn't be in my house. Mm. Okay, what's your third thing?
Mice. I don't like mice at all.
Yeah. There's nothing cool. There's nothing really cool about that. You know, kids that used to say, I got a pet mouse. Why? Pet mouse?
Oh,
why would you? Why? They used to sell them at Woolworths, and they would die in, like, 2 weeks.
That's terrible.
And my sister was like, are you going to get, can you get me some of them? Because you work there. Mm-hmm. And she was like, they don't live for, like, they only live, like, for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Why?
That's what I asked. I said, are you killing them? It sounds like you guys are doing something wrong. Because that's not normal. I never did find out what happened with them, but yeah, that was a thing.
But I don't know what their lifespan typically is.
Longer than that.
I would think it would be longer than that.
I would hope so.
However, I don't know. How long do mice live?
I don't know. That would be another research topic that we need to do.
My guess would be 10 years.
Hmm?
Maybe. No?
10 years? Wow.
Oh,
that'd be a good heart.
I'm gonna have to look it up.
That'd be a good heart. That's like Mighty Mouse. Here I come to save the day. Okay, so that's a solid list. I'm gonna stick with the squirrels. The other just things that they're not in the house, but I guess technically they could be they're around the house are owls. Because they are sneaky.
Owls.
And they're shaped real funny underneath the feathers. Like, their legs are real long and they're all small.
We hear them.
Yeah, and I feel like they're like out to do something. Like,
I think we actually found a pellet. Owl pellet. it had like mice bones in the hair.
Yeah, because they take out the mice.
Yeah.
But you never see them do it.
And they regurgitate all their bones. Actually,
that's
really gross.
Yeah, you have to do science experiments on them. But yeah, I don't like them. They could turn their head all weird. You know what I mean? Their shape's funny. You know, under the feathers, it's all odd. You know what I mean?
You have a good point.
And they only come out at night. So it's like, where are they during the day? Like a hole somewhere? Is that really a thing? Do they really live in holes? Or is that just made up?
I don't know about that. That's interesting.
When's the last time you walked by and said, oh, that's an owl hole? Like, that never happens. But you know they're around. Where are they at? Kind of like lantern flies. That's another thing I don't like. Where do they go? Where would they go?
Yeah.
At night?
Yes.
They had to go somewhere.
They would be all over the side of the house during the day.
Worst. That was horrible.
And then at night they would just disappear. I don't know.
I didn't like those either. Those things were gross. But okay, I think that was a good rundown.
Yeah. Do you want to wrap it up? And we're at 11 minutes and 8 seconds.
We'll have to go to a commercial break. Continue later.
All right.
Paid for by these fine sponsors. All right, bye, guys.